Over the weekend, the U.S. military death toll in Iraq reached 3,000. Hundreds of demonstrations and vigils took place in the U.S. to commemorate the event and to call on President Bush to bring the remaining troops home. Here in the Bay Area, members of Code Pink and other peace groups plan to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge this afternoon in one such demonstration. Shortly before the group approached the bridge, Ann Wright, a retired Army colonel and former U.S. diplomat, told KPFA why she was there.
We're standing here at the Golden Gate Bridge. There are probably about 50 Code Pink and Veterans for Peace folks and other peace activists who have gathered here at noon on New Year's Day to commemorate 3,000 American deaths and hundreds of thousands of Iraqi deaths in the war in Iraq and calling for the war to end.
However, the walk...
Now, you spent nearly 30 years in the Army. How do you react to the ongoing combat deaths?
Well, I think it's very important that we end this war in Iraq right now.
However, the walk did not go as planned, as marchers were met by police who refused to allow them onto the pedestrian walkway, which normally is used every day by tourists and sightseers. A confrontation ensued involving police, demonstrators, and tourists who are also prevented from walking on the bridge.
You want to sit down, and you're refusing to obey the orders. The California High Patrol, who stated that you can't cross the bridge.
Orders are not lawful orders. We have every right to walk across this bridge.
I'm just telling you, you're going to be subject to arrest.
Well, if you want to turn into arrest, go ahead, start the arrest. You know, because we're not leaving.
Strictly up to the California High Patrol. I'm
okay, well, we're not leaving. So do what you got to do, and we'll do what we got to do.
Why don't we walk much healthier than sleeping on this cold bridge?
Apparently, there was issues last year.
Really? Tell us about it. I don't know
Banners. Why don't you take our bags from us then if you're worried about Banners?
What a terrible thing.
Right. And then the United States stated too that you can't control all these people.
No, I did not say that. I said you can't control who brings the banner on and who doesn't.
Exactly.
And I tried to explain to you the last time was a permanent march. But
this time it's not.
Wait. We're not marching. We're not marching.
That's Medea Benjamin of Code Pink at the Golden Gate Bridge. Benjamin and about nine other demonstrators were arrested, and a Channel 7 cameraman was reportedly struck by a bridge security guard. Meanwhile, at least half a dozen vigils are underway at this hour around Northern California to commemorate the 3,000 U.S. troops killed in Iraq. Here's a listing of some of them. In Alameda, there's a vigil at City Hall. In Berkeley, a vigil at the downtown BART station began at 5 o'clock. In Fremont, there's a vigil at Mission San Jose, 43300 Mission Boulevard. In Mountain View, there's a vigil at the corner of Castro Street and El Camino Real. A complete list can be found at the American Friends Service Committee website, www.afsc.org. And advocates of impeaching President Bush will hold an event next Saturday in San Francisco called Impeach at the Beach. The plan is for demonstrators to lie down on the sand of Ocean Beach and spell out the word impeach with their bodies. A helicopter will fly overhead and take photographs that will be forwarded to media organizations. Organizers are hoping 1,200 people will participate. The event begins at 10:30 a.m. The aerial photograph is scheduled for 11 o'clock. For more information or to sign up, visit www.beachimpeach.org. Downtown San Jose has an ice skating rink set up for the holiday season. Some of the skaters there this afternoon took to the ice to protest one of the corporate sponsors of the skating rink. They called it Skating Against Torture. Jeppesen International, an aircraft services company with an office in San Jose, was the target of the protest. As a sponsor of the ice rink, Jeppesen has a banner on display there. A recent article in the New Yorker magazine says Jeppesen handles logistics for the CIA's rendition flights. The CIA used chartered civilian aircraft to fly some of its prisoners to other countries where they were tortured. Some of those prisoners turned out to have no connection to Al-Qaeda or other terrorist organizations. Charlotte Casey of South Bay Mobilization for Peace spoke to KPFA from the demonstration at the ice rink. She said about 50 people took part in the protest, about 20 of them skating, and the others demonstrating outside the ice rink. She said all the demonstrators wore orange to remind onlookers of the orange jumpsuits worn by prisoners.
We're skating to protest the fact that the sign is here, that Jeppesen worked with the CIA, and to call attention to the people of San Jose that this dirty business is going on here in our city.
The Jeppesen Company began in the 1930s as a publisher of navigation charts for pilots. Today it's a subsidiary of Boeing, the aircraft manufacturer, and performs flight logistics. Charlotte Casey explained what that entails.
They're in the business of handling private planes. When you want to go somewhere to another country, they get the flyover permissions, they arrange for the crew, they arrange for ground lodging for the crew, permission to land in the various countries, and so on. They're definitely involved, and this has been well documented on Stephen Gray's website, ghostplane.net, that Jeppesen is definitely involved, and they were even involved in handling the logistics when the CIA kidnapped Khaled El-Masri, the German car dealer, and took him to Afghanistan to be tortured. Jeppesen was definitely complicit in that. There's documentation that shows that. We want to end torture. We want to stop Jeppesen's involvement. We want them to break ties with the CIA.
An employee at Jeppesen's San Jose office referred KPFA to the company headquarters in Colorado. KPFA left a message at the media inquiry number there, but did not receive a response before airtime.